Final presentation. Influence of nitrogen source and rate on Bareway buffalo grass divot recovery. Presenting author is Evan Alderman.
Thank you. So my research today I'll be talking to you about is the influence of nitrogen source and rate on Fairway buffalo grass divot recovery. Now I'm sure many of you guys have seen this map before. Most of us have a big concern for drought because we need to grow grass. But one of the main problems is much of the country is experiencing drought or drought-like conditions. So that means that there's a need for alternative turf grass species for low-input golf course management systems that may not have access to irrigation water on a daily basis or just may not have irrigation in their fairways at all. So there is a need for an alternative turf grass species that is drought-tolerant that can thrive in these certain situations. And buffalo grass has the ability to meet those needs. So buffalo grass is a warm season C4 turf grass species that is native to North America and requires much lower maintenance levels than many of the other turf grass species used on golf courses. But the main characteristic that is beneficial is its drought tolerant characteristics. It's much more drought tolerant than many other turf grass species used on the golf courses today. And newer varieties of buffalo grass have shown increased color density and quality, making it more acceptable and playable as a golf course fairway turf and being able to handle fairway heights of cut. But one of the current concerns with buffalo grass is due to its slow growth characteristics. When injured from a golfer, such as a divot, which is one of the most common injuries on the golf course, there's certain implications, such as potential weed encroachment, decrease in aesthetics, and a decrease in playability. So we wanted to see how buffalo grass could handle being divoted, or I'm not even sure if that's a word, handle divots. How buffalo grass's slow growth characteristic and would it hinder its recuperative abilities? With that being said, we wanted to look at what management practice such as nitrogen applications potentially increase divot recovery in buffalo grass. So just wanted to look at some past research. Researchers in 1996 saw that divots in creeping bentgrass receiving 250 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare annually closed divots 10 days faster than divots receiving 125 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Another research study on creeping bentgrass reported that Polyon Mini, which is a slow-release nitrogen source, reported to have the best performance when considering divot recovery. With that being said, there's not currently any recuperative data available on buffalo grass, so we wanted to look into that more closely. There is no divot recovery data available for buffalo grass, but there has been studies looking at how nitrogen influences buffalo grass's growth. So over a three-year study, Frank et al. In 2004 showed that 2 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, or 98 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, increased buffalo grass genetic color, density, and quality. So therefore, our research objective was to investigate the influence of nitrogen source and rates on the recovery of divots in a buffalo grass fairway. As far as our research methods, we conducted our research in the summer of 2014. We conducted 3 individual research studies on fairway Cody buffalo grass mode at 1.9 centimeters. 3 locations, 2 of them being at the Rocky Ford Turf Grass Research Center in Manhattan, Kansas, and then 1 at the Council Grove Country Club in Council Grove, Kansas, again on a Cody buffalo grass fairway. Soils were very similar at both sites with pHs ranging from 6.1 to 6.8 and organic matter percent ranging from 2.7 to 3. Now, in this study, we wanted to mimic the environment that it would end up in, such as the low input turf grass management system. So overhead irrigation was only applied to prevent drought stress and only applied to water in the fertilizer treatments. Other than that, previous pesticides and irrigation and fertility had not been applied to these areas. Our design was a randomized complete block design with a 2x4 factorial treatment structure with 4 replications and 3 divots per plot. The main effects included fertilizer source. We had 2 fertilizer sources and 4 fertilizer rates. The fertilizer sources that we used for this study was a 4600 quick-release urea and then a 4300 polymer-coated urea, which was their slow-release product. Our application rates were 0, 49, 98, and 147 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and these were applied using a shaker jar method, just basically spreading them out evenly over the plots. The quick-release product was applied in 2 half-rate applications, once at trial initiation and once 4 weeks after. The slow-release product was applied at the full rate at trial initiation. Now, to make the divots, we used a modified lawn edger. The edger blade was replaced with 13 circular saw blades. This allowed us to create a standardized divot every time in each plot. So for data collection and analysis, past research has shown that digital image analysis is useful in determining divot recovery, but due to buffalo grass's slow growth characteristics, its gray-green color, and its open canopy architecture, digital image analysis was not useful in the study to determine percent divot recovery. Therefore, divot recovery was rated on a visual basis, taking those digital images, comparing them from 0 weeks after injury to each following rating date. And each image was assessed on a 0 to 100% scale for divot recovery. We conducted statistical analysis, running our analysis of variance in SAS using the PROC mixed procedure. And then we also ran a nonlinear regression using a three-parameter sigmoid regression model to estimate weeks to reach 50% divot recovery for each divot. Now here's just to show you our ANOVA table. As you can see, the main effect of fertilizer rate was not significant, but the main effect of source and the interaction of fertilizer source by rate was highly significant. Now I'm going to set the, I have two similar graphs, so I'm going to set these up. So on the vertical axis, we have 0 to 100% divot recovery, and on the horizontal axis, we have weeks after injury. So the main thing I want you guys to see from these graphs is these are the sigmoid parameter estimates for slow-release fertilizer treatments. And I want you to see that our model did fit well with adjusted R-squared values ranging from 0.83 to 0.90, with 50% being indicated by the red line on the graph. This is the same setup as the previous graph, but this is the sigmoid parameter estimates for quick-release fertilizer treatments. And again, the model fit well with adjusted R-squareds ranging from 0.85 to 0.89. So there's a lot of numbers on here. On the left-hand side, we have our treatments with 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And then we have quick-release 1, 2, and 3 are 49, 98, and 147 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And then the same for slow release. And I kind of have indicated on what I want you guys to look at. So for our no nitrogen treatment, it took 23.8 days plus or minus 0.98 days to reach 50% divot recovery. And below that, you can see that all quick release nitrogen treatments recovered faster than the control, which would be expected. Now I'm going to set this one up. This kind of gives a good representation of what we saw during the study. So this is the effect of nitrogen source and rate to reach 50% divot recovery, with the yellow bars being the slow-release nitrogen treatment and the green bars being the quick-release nitrogen treatment. So the data shown is the nonlinear regression parameter estimates to reach 50% divot recovery, plus or minus the standard error. So treatments are determined to be statistically different if the standard error bars do not overlap. So as you can see here on the bottom of the page, on the bottom of the slide, 49 and 147 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare of the quick-release product were the quickest to reach 50% divot recovery, but were not determined to be statistically different. And then again, with 98 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare being faster than the control as well. And as you can see, 98 and 147 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare were no different than the control treatment, and then 1 pound or 49 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare of the slow-release treatment was actually slower to recover than the control treatment. So just to indicate, we did see that quick-release nitrogen treatments were faster to recover with 49 and 147 of the quick-release product not being statistically different. So we saw slow-release nitrogen source did not increase divot recovery, and this could be because low-input turf grass management systems can and may potentially restrict the release of slowly available nitrogen carriers. Past research has shown that minimal irrigation can restrict the dissolution of the urea within the polymer core and also the movement across the polymer membrane. So when you're taking out irrigation, since it is a low-input turf grass management system that may not apply irrigation, you may get reduced release of that slow-release nitrogen fertilizer. With also past research has shown that slow-release nitrogen fertilizers have a greater long-term effect on the plant's growth than short-term. Past research studies have shown that 0 to 30 day quality response in comparison to a quick release urea product had very poor 0 to 30 day quality response, but had very good 61 to 95 day quality response in comparison to a quick release urea. As well as polymer coated ureas with thinner coatings have shown higher initial quality ratings than polymer coated ureas formulated for longer term release. So the polymer coated urea we used in this study was a 120-day controlled release polymer coated urea. So it may have influenced it in a negative way because the release pattern was so long in comparison if using a 30 to 60-day polymer coated urea release pattern. And we saw the application of quick release nitrogen urea decreased duration of divot recovery. All quick release nitrogen treatments, as I have said before, reached 50% divot recovery faster than the nitrogen. Faster than the no nitrogen treatment. And this being said, 2 weeks after injury, divot recovery for 49 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare of the quick and slow release nitrogen products were 39.2 and 19.1% respectively. So the rapid growth was achieved using the quick release product rather than the slow release product, which ultimately led to a faster divot recovery to 50%. So divots receiving 49 and 147 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare of the quick release treatment performed best and were not statistically different, reaching 50% divot recovery in 17.5 and 18.6 days respectively. As far as conclusions, for recommendations to golf course superintendents that manage buffalo grass, applying a quick release nitrogen source at 49 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare will give you that optimal divot recovery. And that being said, this is no different from the recommended range for buffalo grass fertilization already, which is 0 to 98 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year. So the study shows that it allows golf courses to maintain an acceptable turf grass quality while reducing management inputs using buffalo grass, such as reducing fertilization to one pound or 49 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare to increase divot recovery, quality, and density, while reducing irrigation using buffalo grass in general. Just like to acknowledge K-State Research and Extension, Dr. Hoyle, Dr. Fry, Dr. Keeley, and Dr. Bremer, as well as the Horticulture, Forestry, and Recreation Resources Department at K-State, as well as Kansas Turfgrass Foundation for the funding of this project. I'll take any questions. Yeah.
So I assume that you did the fertilization right after you did the divot.
Mm-hmm.
And so for your recommendation to the golf course superintendent,
mm-hmm.
those divots are happening all the time.
Yep.
So what does that mean as far as their timing of the fertilizer application?
Yeah, that's a really good question. He asked about the timing of the fertilizer application because divots are constantly being made on the golf course, correct? Okay. So applying 1 pound of nitrogen, so we did it in 2 half-rate applications, so half a pound at trial initiation and then half a pound approximately 4 weeks after. So to sustain that growth, you're going to have to increase nitrogen applications as well, so maybe make nitrogen applications on that four-week interval to sustain that. That's kind of why we looked at the slow-release product to see could we get sustained divot recovery over the longer period of time with the slow-release product. But yeah, that's something that a superintendent would have to think about if he chooses to use the quick-release product.
Did you find any optimal soil temperature?
We did not take any soil temperature data, no.
What is the growth period for buffalo grass in those two locations?
The growth period for buffalo grass in those two locations, I have it in my notes, I'd have to look, but it's usually from June going dormant in August, or not August, in October, middle October.
So June, October is green, the rest of the time it's...
Yep.
Frozen.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Time for one more question.
So you mentioned that the newer variety actually has a better testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there has been some improvements with newer variety of buffalo grass. I haven't worked with it in general, so I can't speak on it, but yeah.
All right, let's take your speaker.
Thank you.